I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Time now for our regular segment on business and finance with our friends at Marketplace. Today we're going to discuss the 10th anniversary of the Family and Medical Leave Act. That guarantees workers up to 12 weeks off for the birth of a child or to take care of a sick family member. So joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what does the law actually do?
Well, Alex, if in the last 10 years you've taken that unpaid leave, as you mentioned, to care for your parents or a child or yourself for that matter, you can thank the Family Medical Leave Act for the fact that you still had a job when you got back to work. As you said, it provides 12 weeks unpaid leave, and before its passage, there was really no guarantee you'd be able to go back to your company.
How many people are taking advantage of the act?
Well, reports say that there are more than 35 million people who've taken advantage of it, most of them women between the ages of 25 and 34. But the folks who tally these things say they're also seeing a rise in the number of 50 to 64-year-olds using the leave, most likely to care for aging and sick parents.
But one of the criticisms of this law is that it doesn't actually offer enough coverage.
No, it only covers companies with 50 or more employees, and that's left 42% of the workforce without any family medical leave. And there are also some companies, as you know, especially small businesses, where there's no paid sick leave either. So it's still all over the map despite this national leave law.
What about states coming in to help?
Yeah, some states have extended the law to folks who work for smaller employers. And as you may remember, last year, California became the first state to pass a paid leave law. As of July next year, workers here are going to get up to 6 weeks to care for their family members, and they'll still get 55% of their salaries up to a maximum weekly payment. The folks who helped write the federal law say that California is really the new model because so many people just can't afford to do without a salary. Jody Grant is with the National Partnership for Women and Families, and she told me 1 in 10 people who take unpaid leave end up needing welfare money from the state.
For some people, either because they are the only person that can provide the care or because they're sick themselves, they go on unpaid leave and they wind up going on public assistance. We also have stories of people that, you know, wind up having to put a second mortgage on their house. They go bankrupt. It's a real problem.
Who's still complaining about the law?
Well, businesses still. The biggest complaint is that the act isn't specific enough about what qualifies as a serious health condition. So that's just a big question that's still out there. So blow out 10 candles for the Family and Medical Leave Act. And while you're doing that, we'll be getting all googly-eyed in the Marketplace newsroom today as we take a look at who's trying to steal some of the success from the web's biggest portal.
Google. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Thanks. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.